Good morning. Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. On the official Hurricane Center clock, it is 7 a.m. Eastern, and here's the latest on Hurricane Florence. Here's a satellite image here, and we can see the center of Florence and basically how large, even getting some of the cloud cover already starting to reach the shore of the Carolinas. And really, to really start really looking closer at this, we're actually close enough in to see it on radar, and you can see the center right here in the eye. But what I really want to pay attention to is some of those bands coming in. That's where you start getting those heavy rain showers and starting getting the tropical storm force winds, Atlas, we've been advertising, making its way on shore this morning. And you can see some of these getting really close to the coast. We got Cape Lookout, we got Cape Fear. And with this forecast approaching the coast and slowing down, these bands will really stay over some of these areas for a prolonged period of time. And that's why we've been advertising some of these values with the storm surge and also the heavy rainfall. Look at this. This is the latest forecast, still slowing down. That hasn't changed. But look how wide these tropical storm force winds are. And once the system moves on land, you can expect some of those winds to affect a lot of areas as the rain falls, the soil saturates, and you start getting some situations where the trees start coming down and start having those power losses. But this is 2 a.m. Friday. This is 2 a.m. Saturday. That's a long time to be sitting in a short distance, providing a lot of those impacts. With time moving inland, and you can still see some of those heavy rain showers, and let's look at those now, because water causes significant issues associated with these tropical systems. So we're going to be looking at storm surge and also real heavy rainfall. And the storm surge here, look, it's not just the category. We really got to talk about that today. It's going to be one of the key messages. A lot of times these impacts aren't necessarily totally associated with that category. The bigger the storm, the longer the storm sits, the higher the storm surge, the higher the rainfall totals, where you can still get some values of 9 to 13 feet, especially longer pushing into inland, a mile inland, some of these values, 4 to 9 feet. So areas around the Neuse River, looking at the Pamlico River, the Pamlico Sound, a lot of water, even well north of the system with time. Rainfall totals, absolutely very similar to yesterday. Some areas along the coast getting around 20 inches of rain, up to 30. We could have some isolated 40 inches. Inland, we can have significant rainfall as well. Even Charlotte could get up to 7 to 10 inches of rain. So just because you're not on the coast doesn't mean you can get some of these high values of rainfall. So we're going to be looking at that with time. So this has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center with the latest update. We'll be keeping tuned. But one thing to remember, preparedness was yesterday. Today, the onset of these winds and the heavy rainfall, we have to be ready for it. And remember, just because the system, the latest information we have, 110 miles an hour. So if you're wondering about that, these impacts are independent of the category. So we got to be ready for those. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.